Blog Talk Radio.
After the death of Solomon, God divided the kingdom of Israel into two houses. There were 10 tribes in the northern kingdom known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. They were cast out into the world because of their great sin against God. However, God promised in the last days he would gather these lost tribes back to Israel before the return of our Lord. Unknowingly, some of the churches made up of these lost tribes known as the House of Ephraim. God is now calling them to prepare to come back home to the land he gave our fathers. The call to prepare has been sounded.
Welcome, Ephraimites, and Shalom. This is your host, Mark Reimbold, back again. And this is the House of Ephraim Show. Do have with us from Mount Carmel, Illinois, Prophet Tom Deckard. But first, a word from our announcers.
And now, from Cradle of Hope, are some important announcements for you. This month, from Cradle of Hope, is a must-have gift offer, the transition of the church. God has transitioned the church since the days of the book of Acts. Don't miss out on this last and greatest move of God. Jesus Christ is returning for a church full of power and glory. This transition will bring the church forward. Send a gift of $25 or more. Call today and get free shipping if you ask for the Transition of Church gift offer. Call 618-262-2810 or go online at jewishprophet.com. Send a gift of $25 or more and ask for the Transition of the Church gift offer.
Hey, welcome back in the show. It's Mark Reimbold. Got a couple announcements to make before we get going here with our great, great show we have in store for you. I just want to remind everyone that we do have a website, www.jewishprophet.com. That's www.jewishprophet.com. And for all you new people out there, maybe the first time that you've been on, please check that website out. You're going to find out who we are, and you're going to get a hold of a lot of material that you've never seen before. And you want to check that material out, because you're going to start to learn the Word of God. And I'm telling you what a great opportunity that is. We also have a quarterly coming up here, and you can get more information about that by clicking on the itinerary button on the front page there in the upper left-hand corner and find out what the quarterly and where it's going to be. It's going to be over in Fairfield, Illinois, out what we call lovingly the Corn Patch. And you can be a part of that and begin to learn the material straight from the throne room of God. And I'm telling you what, that is a great opportunity, folks. So grab a hold of this and begin to prepare and to plan and get yourself down here and find out for yourself what's going on. And you can become part of this last day move of God, the House of Ephraim. And again, you can get all that information out at the website, www.jewishprophet.com. We also have fellowships available online. So, you know, if you're out there and you don't have a local fellowship or you want to begin to learn about the material and begin to plug in with the material, not only do we have this blog every day, but we also have fellowships available online. That's via ustream.tv, and we have one on Friday night. I teach one myself Friday night. You can become part of that. There's also a Wednesday midweek service, and we teach only the prophet's material so that you're assured of learning the right material at the right time. What an opportunity, again, that all is. So, again, if you don't already have a fellowship in your area or you just are interested in learning more about what's going on, please consider joining up with that. And you can get more information just by emailing us at cradle@jewishprophet.com. That's cradle@jewishprophet.com. And just say, hey, I'd like to sign up for that Shabbat service that Mark was talking about, and certainly love to get you hooked up. If you want to do it just by the telephone, we can do that also. And you can give the office a call, 618-262-2810, and find out more about that also. Like I said earlier, we do have with us from Mount Carmel, Illinois, Prophet Tom Deckard.
Well, I'm teaching on the Torah, okay? For all that it means, the literal meaning is divine, God's divine instruction is what this is about. God instructing. Now, we talked about when we got into this the last meeting we were together about the fact that the only way that we have to understand whether or not we are living a life of righteousness or a life of unrighteousness, of sin, is the only way we've got to measure it is what? Is by the divine instruction of God, of what God said. And, you know, we've got so many people that this bless God that don't, that just doesn't seem to understand something that the old story is. It's like the nose on your face. It's right there. All you got to do is just look, just study. But again, we're not great students of God's word for the most part in the church. We're sometimes students of the doctrines that they teach, okay, but we're not, you know, we're not seeking God for what He has to say. Boy, I'll tell you what, I learned personally at an early age that you better go in and you better decide, you know, what it is that, bless God, that you are going to believe, and you better make sure that it's all in the book. Because as I've always said, you know, sometimes people have a lot of unlearning to do in order to learn correctly. And boy, listen, that unlearning is tough business. Why? Because you have convinced yourself that you believe that. You know, it's like the rapture. I mean, I don't know what percentage of the church believes that one day, all of a sudden, whoop, we're just going to leave here in the time of the tribulation on this earth. And that could be further from the truth. People are going to go through this thing, all the way through it. And it just surprises me. But as I've always said, you know, when you think about it, when you think about this, it's a whole lot easier to be told that you're just going to magically disappear, okay, be taken up, if you will. This word magical wouldn't be, but actually that's what it amounts to, because it's not going to happen. It's a figment of somebody's fantasy here, or imagination, to think that that's going to take place. And yet, how many of the people, what big percentage of the church is not prepared? Back to Torah, all right? Well, God's divine instruction, and what a God that we serve that would, you know, put this all down for us in red and white. I mean, the red's when Jesus speaks, you know, Yeshua. Black and white, I guess would be a better way of putting it all. But listen, through this, you must understand that God is trying to guide you and I. God has given us the instruction, because there again, this thing got so loose, well, I got Jesus. You know, I've been around people that absolutely their doctrine teaches that once you become saved, you cannot sin, no matter what. You can steal, I guess you can murder, I guess you can commit adultery, I guess you can do, and none of it's sin. Now, folks, that you want to talk about taking things to the far end of the moon. That's what's it all about? It's a lack of knowledge. The people are destroyed. That's what the scripture says: destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And it's a lack. It is a lack of people studying God's holy word. I don't see how in the world you can study this not accept the fact. Now, I can understand how you may not have known. All right, because we get thousands of people that bless God just flat didn't know. But it was because they didn't understand that you can't just keep studying the doctrine that you're under, such as the Baptist, the Methodist, the Catholic, the Pentecostals, whatever, and not realize that it's the whole council. It's the whole council of God's holy word. Well, let's go to Romans 7:25, and it says, I thank God through Yeshua, our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. So again, that's he's talking about the whole fact that his mind is serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Yeah, that's the way it is. Now in Romans 8:1, and I know that this is something that everybody hopefully is well versed in. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life of Christ have made me free from the law of sin and death. And sin, that's what we, you know, we pound on all the time, is the fact that the law could not get you to heaven. It wasn't created by God because he set that aside for the time when she would send his holy son, Yeshua, to this earth. And he did. For what the law could not do, in that was weak through flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is peace, life, and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Very simple, isn't it? We're saved through grace. The curse of the law, which is the death, is now put aside, okay, because of grace. The Torah may now be kept without fear or condemnation. Now, you know, again, I don't think that's too tough to understand. But again, that you know, I don't know. It's always amazed and amused me. I've often said I'm probably the most amazed and amused person on the face of this earth at this time when it comes to the Word of God. I can think back. You go back to, what, the 1400s, the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1700s. Maybe people, but see, we have such access today. You get online, you can get the Word of God online, the bookstores. My goodness, we got CDs and DVDs out this organization. So we're without excuse. I mean, not like before when maybe they didn't have. You know, there was a time with bless God with Israel that the women weren't allowed to be taught. They were not taught, especially the Jewish side. And so there'd have been no way in the world for them to have known, let alone their husbands, which, again, was after whatever to whatever. Now, in Colossians 2:14, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Okay? And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it, that no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or a new moon or on the Sabbath days. You know, I've had a lot of people say that don't let anybody judge you, believing that you don't keep these things here anymore. I can't tell you how many people through the years said, well, that tells you. I said, no, let no man judge you because you keep these things, okay? Don't tell you, oh, you're not. How much of the church today is going to tell you, oh, you know, let me tell you something. You don't keep the holy days. You don't keep new moon. You don't keep Sabbath anymore. How many? Well, again, I don't know for sure what the percentages are, but let me tell you something. More of them do believe that than don't. 17 says, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of Christ. The body is of Christ. Colossians 2:20, we're going down through there. It says, wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. So it goes on in 3, Colossians 3 then, and the first verse says, but if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Things above, things above, things above. Well, you know, I don't know how it is. I keep saying over and over and over again, and I have to say that because that's the only answer that I think that there is, that somewhere in this, God let man. Folks, there have been prophets walk this earth forever, okay? I mean, right from the beginning of when the Lord God brought forth the first prophets to today. And the prophets up until this point in time, I don't know of anybody that absolutely, and I'm not doing this to pat myself on the back. I know who I am in God and with God. But the fact of it is, I don't know anybody that's teaching these kind of depths. And folks, this just isn't this. And we'd say here in the Midwest, it just ain't that tough. And it's not. But you know what it is? It comes back to the same thing. These now have been opened up into this prophet spirit that I can bring you this kind of revelation knowledge because it's time. Okay? And, you know, I every once in a while I get to thinking about it. You know, if we'd have had all this 50 years ago, we'd probably... It would probably have it all messed up long before now. You know, well, that's the way it always seems to work. God does something, and then man gets a hold of it. We start making rules, and well, I don't think this really means that, and we'll do it this way, and, yeah, well, God's something, isn't he? Yeah, well, he is something, and that's just the way it is. Now, you're not to judge as to how others keep the Torah. No, we're not to judge, period. Now, in Galatians 5:3, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Okay? You know who Paul was talking to? He was trying again to get this whole thing straightened out. It was that the law is that the males are to be circumcised on the eighth day when they're born. Now, if not, they can be circumcised anytime. We have quite a few males that have become circumcised after. Is it the law? Yes, it's the law. Now, you know, but what he was saying, though, and in relationship to, he was trying to get people to understand that every man that is circumcised. See, the only circumcision there was. Do you realize when Israel was at war or having conflict with other nations? The one way that they could, you know, that they could absolutely know whether or not that man was of Israel descent was bless God to check them to see if they had been circumcised. And that's the way they did it. So the only people, now I know that's long since not the way it is in the world today. Many people circumcise their babies, okay? But it all started as being the law, okay, and that's what you know. It's all about whether or not that these people had to convert to Judaism to get to heaven, and that's really what he was doing. Paul explaining about salvation was you know simple enough. Now, 1 Corinthians 6:12, he says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So, again, you know, he was doing his best to try explain. Like I said, listen, Paul had an extremely tough job to do for God. You know, there's times I get to look at all this and go, my Lord, my God, you know, I'm glad that he is in charge. But I, you know, with Paul, there was no way to win. I mean, there he had the Gentiles and the Jews were saying, well, you know, that they, you know, number one, they, most of them weren't saved. Okay. But then the ones that were, then it became a battle as to whether or not the ones that were Gentiles, you know, the way that they had to act. Now, granted, as I have said, the only place for them to go to church would have been the synagogues. And so the Jews that were saved, bless God, they were teaching them. They were teaching them the very beginnings of God's laws. And that's the where it sent. But it wasn't, you know, out on the street where the battle was for Paul. Because like I said, he had the Gentiles, then he had the Jews. And they were just, I mean, boy, they were just back and forth. And not, as I read the other day, they even questioned Paul as to whether or not he was keeping the law. And he proved that he was when he went with those others and took the Nazarene right vow. And he proved that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:1. Be ye followers of me, even as also I am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances, the laws, as I deliver them to you. Wow. He's speaking to the church of Corinth. He's speaking to the Gentiles now. Well, it makes a difference, doesn't it? It makes a difference when you're capable of unfolding these scriptures and reading them for what they are. Because, you know, I mean, I was in the same boat as everybody else was in. I was convinced until God opened this up to me that that's just the way it was. There was the Gentile church, and then there was the Jews, and neither shall the twain meet. But then, as the Lord God began to drop, as I call, into my spiritual bucket, into my spirit man, my heart, these things, I began to study, and I'm going, wow. Wow, now look what's taking place here. And it all began to unfold. It took years, folks. This didn't happen overnight. This took years. And God still is unfolding things to me. But what a deal, you know, to find out that, boy, where's all this taking us? I'll tell you where it's taking us. It's gathering us back together, as God promised, and it's one day going to take us back to the land of Israel. Well, how's it going to be that we're all going to get together and get along over there with the Jews? Well, let me tell you something. Before we go back, their eyes will be open, and they will recognize him as the Messiah, Yeshua, okay? That's going to eliminate a lot of the squabble, if you will, and then God will take care of the rest of it. Yeah, I realize that there's a lot of legalism that goes with Judaism, but you know, that's where a prophet comes in awful handy, as we can demonstrate through the power of God's anointing, corrections and means and ways. Let's go to Acts 21:20. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and that they are all zealous of the law. Boy, he's putting it right on the line there, isn't he? He said, look, they believe and they're zealous in the law. The Jews, he said, how many thousands of Jews. 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by the word or our epistle. What are the traditions that they've been taught? The law. See, I really don't want to stand before God one day and get accused, bless God, of not keeping his instructions. Now, and can you imagine that? So, and that's happening, okay? The people stand before God and God says, look, I am the Lord God. And by that time, you know without a shadow of turning, okay? Not that you shouldn't know now. And what you're going to find out is, he's going to be telling you, look, I gave you. I didn't put you out here without a road map. I gave you a map. If you would follow it, I instructed you thoroughly through this map for your life, for your families. And yet you ignored it. What do you think that's going to be? Well, there's going to be a lot of stripes handed out. You know why? The scriptures tell us that we are responsible. Now listen. For everything that is written, everything. He said, "Well, I just didn't know." But that's not good enough. On that day, that's just not going to be good enough. And you know, in order to get yourself ready for that day, that's the reason it's so important that you keep studying, you keep digging into this stuff and fasting and praying, and setting yourself toward that goal, and you'll get there. You know, it's not an impossibility. People write and say, hey, I just don't know, you know, what that was all about. I want to go back to Matthew 5:17, because this is so powerful, and it, again, you know, this is the Son of God speaking here, okay? And are we to believe him? Well, God forbid if we don't, you know. Matthew 5:17, think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill. What did he fulfill? He fulfilled what the law could not produce. He fulfilled by grace through faith, all right, us being able to what? Go to heaven. Use him to pray through to the Father. Boy, and other things. They said, I haven't done that. I've always said that you can't mistake the truth of God's word. You just can't. There was another minister. I'm not sure who it was, but I remember hearing him say, "If God said it, just believe it." Okay? If God said it, just believe it. And yet at the same time, now I'm not saying this particular minister because I don't remember, may not have ever heard him say anything besides that, okay? But the thing of it is, you'll believe up to a point. And what point is that? The point until it gets to a place outside of the doctrine that you have chosen to believe. So like I said, bless God, the Word of God is like a big smorgasbord, okay? All this food on it, and you just, you take all of it, take part of it, take none of it. And there's so many people that have just taken designated parts of this, and I've had people say, well, yeah, but you know, Prophet Deckard, when you stop and back up and really take a look at this thing, really look at it, you're going to find something out that, bless God, there's hundreds of thousands. Some of these organizations have a million people, Christian organizations. Now, don't you just think, Prophet Deckard, if all this stuff that you're teaching is so important and all this, don't you just think that somebody with all these millions of Christians out here would have come up with this? I said, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. Because, again, revelation knowledge comes to a generation when God decides to move that generation on. Okay? That's every time. You read scripture and verse and scripture and verse and scripture and verse, and folks, that's exactly what happens. Okay? That's exactly what happens. Now, he goes on to say, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till it be fulfilled. Okay? So there again, I got after this the other day, but it's important to keep driving this into your spirit, man, that you understand this. Now, fulfill means to make complete. That's what that means. That word means to make complete. Now, jot and tittle, translation is yod and tegan. Yod is the letter Y in Hebrew and is the smallest letter, okay? Tegan is one of the small crowns adorning the letters in the Torah scroll. Not the smallest ornamentation in the Torah shall be counseled until the end of the world. That's the right translation about that. And yet, and like I said, the English Bible is a translation of a Latin translation of a Greek mistranslation of Hebrew. That's what it is. I don't know people. I've seen me Bibles and stuff all the time, and this one here has been, done by a Jew, and that's why. There again, you have to do what you just have to do what you've got to do, folks. That's just all there is to it. Now, of course, we told you that, bless God, you must realize that through these translations, and within this, there comes men should do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. That was 7:12 of Matthew. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Now listen, for this is the law and the prophets. Again, this is the Lord himself. This is Yeshua, the Son of Almighty God, speaking this. And, well, I don't care. I'm just not. We're just not keeping the law. You keep the law, you give up Jesus, you're gonna go to hell. What kind of ignorant, uneducated talk is that? Just exactly that, ignorant and uneducated. Because that is not at all what was going on here. Not even, folks, it wasn't even close. It'd make you feel better if it was close. But no, it wasn't close. There wasn't, we're not being told here to keep the Torah. Not just if you're nice to everybody, you're keeping the law anyway. No. That's just, folks, that's just the way it is. Well, I hope for those of you, especially those of you that are listening or tuned in that are new to the broadcast, I hope that you will take this to heart and you will study this thing out for yourselves. Again, I say over and over again, don't take my word, don't take anybody's word. You need to study this out. You need to fast and pray about this thing. Don't let what I've got to say. I'm going to tell you the truth as well as I know the truth. But it's going to be up to you to make that decision. And thank God we've got numbers upon numbers making those decisions to come and bless God, begin to learn, put their hand in the hand of this prophet. One day I can take you back to Israel. Well, hallelujah. Seems like that's down the road a piece, and it is. People get to thinking, oh, we're going back to Israel next month or next year. Every once in a while I get some well-meaning knucklehead, one of my favorite words, knucklehead, will write to me and inform me that the Lord God has told him. The Lord God has told him. Somebody did it in 2010. Somebody did it in 2011. And we've had somebody in 2012. And have we done? No, I'm sorry. No. Listen. The scriptures have to be fulfilled before we can go home, and that's all there is to it. And we're quite a ways from that happening. People get all excited, and it's great to be excited, but here at the same time, what you really gotta understand is that we don't want you to just no story running around here like a chicken with its head off, as we say here in the Midwest. There's lots of time. Right now, we're trying to get people to get prepared. We're trying to get you to understand. And boy, one of the finest measuring tapes at this point we got, just turn on the TV. My Lord and my God, things are going crazy everywhere, aren't they? If it isn't the weather, it's diseases, it's volcanoes, hurricanes, floods. You see the floods that happened out in Nevada. Just I think that was yesterday. My goodness, what's this all about? People are going crazy in the streets, murdering people. What's it all about? It's about the end of time. It's about exactly what God said this earth was going to be like in this time. We are entering into the time of Jacob's trouble. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, folks. This thing, before it is over, will not be the world of which you have known, which your parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents had known. Okay? There's some changes. Well, and we'll get into talking more about that as all this begins to take place. They said last night, I heard a report where there's so much of the snow and ice melting in the Arctic that it's ridiculous. They said the size of Alaska and all of Canada this point has melted. And, of course, they're blaming on this, that, and everything else. What they need is a good prophet. I'll tell you that for sure. Somebody to straighten those brains up just a little bit and get them to understand there is a creator, the Lord God Yahweh, hallelujah, that absolutely is dictating to all this. This went how many centuries? It would melt. In the winter, it would freeze back. It would melt and freeze. Now, all of a sudden, it's not good. See, there is a law. Okay? God set a law in place where this would happen every year until he would take that law and change it. Only he can do those things. And there's been many of those laws that are being changed by God. Things that cause those things to stay in place. Things that cause it to happen each and every year. And folks, I listen. If you'd been listening to me over the last 35, 40 years, the story hadn't changed any. Okay? So the story stayed the same. Things are going to get tough. You better grab onto this, Lord God, and you better learn and you better hang on because we're going for quite a ride. Hallelujah. But, as I keep telling you, Ephraim will be saved out of it all. Wow. You are, if you're an Ephraimite, you are, right now, the apple of God's eye. Now, isn't that something? Yes, as a matter of fact, it is something. Well, God knows, doesn't he? Matthew 7:12, therefore all things whatsoever you would do to men, do ye even so to them, or would that men should do to you, I'm sorry, to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now, 12:25, and Yeshua knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. That is the reason that we've got such a mess, that we have divided ourselves in our beliefs. Again, instead of just saying, hey, look, you got a good theory there, okay, you got a good idea, but let's just go with what God said. You know, I was asked when I was in Israel one time by a rabbi. And he said to me, we have quite a time trying to figure out what it is that you Christians believe. I said, yeah, I know what where you're going with this. And I said, you're right. I said, we've divided ourselves to the point where we don't stand at all. And we don't, folks. As I said, the church has fallen a long, long time back, okay? God teaches precept upon precept. He does not command and then cancel, okay? I am. I am that I am, okay? I'm not a man to change my word. And he's not changing his word. He's not going to do that. And that's just the way that it is. Now, in Hebrews 8:10, for this is the covenant which I make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be unto me a people. And that's exactly what the Lord God is doing, okay, and has done. I should put it that way, I guess. For I am the Lord, Malachi 3:6. I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I don't know where it is that we got ourselves all strung up or strung out. Again, many of those commandments are 613 mitzvot, which are commandments, and they end in Hebrew. And the meaning of it is, I am Adonai, your God. I am Adonai, your God. Whenever the commandment is stamped with the holy name, it is eternal. And let me tell you something. You don't want to forget that. Eternal means forever, folks. So very, very much of this is eternal. And everything that the Lord God brings to pass, okay, is eternal. And when he says it, and he puts this in the end of it, and listen, it's not hard to find this. It's not hard to find this at all in Scripture. So when he said, I am the Lord God, and I am the Lord God, That's what he's doing. He's putting his stamp, his eternal stamp, his holy name to that. Now, I'll tell you what. James, the brother of Yeshua, ruled that there were four commandments that served as a bare minimum for Gentiles to join the new covenant synagogues. Okay, there was four. Now it started out with being to refrain from idolatry. Okay, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, the third verse. Refrain from blood. Okay, that first commandment is 249. Now we're going to get into all this. If I said it may get to be a bit boring when we do this in a quarterly, but I'll try to keep it as light as I can. But that was 249. Now refrain from blood. That's 432. That's Leviticus 7:26. Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it is the fowl or beast or any other in any of your dwellings. That's all there is to it. You're not to, you know how many people, well, I want my steak, the blood running out of it. I want my hamburger. I've been places where people, I told me to tell you, just almost just seared the outside and the rest of it was raw. He says you won't do that. Now let's think about this, okay? The third one was to abstain from sexual immorality. Those commandments run from 578 to 609. You have to realize sexual immorality. Well, how much of that's on TV every day? Yeah, every night. Or I guess I should say all day long anymore. Well, it's such a shame, brothers and sisters. But this is what they were taught. This was the beginning of what they were taught when they were brought in. As a matter of fact, where was God taking all this? Well, you see, the whole procedure with God was, again, so we do that. You know, I've heard people say, well, this whole thing of these commandments, you know, that, well, again, this whole thing about not having blood, not eating the blood, that, hey, any medical doctor in this world will tell you that is just not healthy. What are these all about? You know, the words kosher laws just scare the turkey out of people. I mean, it is so ridiculous for people to watch the way people act. React ought to be a good word, maybe a better word. When you say, we keep the kosher laws. Well, you know, we're supposed to keep the kosher laws. Again, this is divine instruction from God. The kosher laws are set so you can stay healthy. Okay? That's what it was all about. God's instruction so that you can be healthy. That's what that is. Again, it is his instruction. And yet people just, I'm going to tell you what, I've never seen people act so indignant, if you will, just flat out of hand, over this stuff that of anything else that I can imagine. I mean, old people got out of hand that didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And how they couldn't believe in that is beyond me. Again, wrong teaching, wrong believing, okay? We're giving you correct teaching so you can believe correctly and you can see your lives and your families, your life in particular, change. And it will change. It's not that it maybe it'll change. No, it will change. If you'll just do what God has instructed us to do and understand, and you've got to have somebody, to bless God that will rightly divide the word, and that's what I as a prophet can do. You know, as I said the other day, there's many people get into all kind of legalisms, and that was one of the things that I said and continue to this day to be saying is that I'm not going to let people. I will not get you into legalism. And I've had to stop some, and I'll probably have to stop others. This isn't over how to be legalistic, okay? That's not at all what this is about. And I think, too, that when you really look at this, you really get to realize, wow, I wish I'd have known known to have done this how many years ago? Huh? How many years ago? Well, the thing of it is, we didn't, but we are now. And that's, you know, that's big time important stuff. But if you have tuned in for the first time or you're a new listener, again, we've got this stuff on CDs, and you need to study it out, because I'm sort of hitting and missing areas and doing the best I can do with most. Okay, and you would need to be able to bless God to study this further. But it will open up. I, you know, the thing that I love about it, it gets people's minds open, their hearts open. Then they can begin to learn. Then they can begin to understand. How many things that, you know, after all these years that I've been in this thing, 40-some years, it's really something to find out what it is that turns somebody's heart toward God that I've taught, and it continues to happen. Why? Because you see, that's the way revelation knowledge comes. But you have to be hungry, and folks, that's something that God doesn't put into us. That's something that we have to strive for. You have to keep striving for the things of God, and if you keep striving for the things of God, guess what? You'll get there. Yeah, I know. There's people say, "Well, I'm gonna tell you what, boy, I'm this big going ball by the way of Omaha. You know, they live in Texas, but no, I'm sorry. Yes, you're gonna be tested by the word, okay? And when you get things wrong, and you're going to, you repent, go back, do them right. That's what this thing's about. And again, folks, that's not gonna happen to you overnight, but it will happen. Why? Because the word of God is truth. And everything else is a lie. So could you say then that we have doctrine out here that's a lie? Yeah, we do have doctrines that's a lie. Because if you stop and you think about, and again, without being a Jew, you wouldn't have any idea what I had to say about this whole thing about his divine stamp, you know, his eternal stamp of his word. Church doesn't know things like that, and they don't, nor do they care. But the fact of it is, any time that God would put his eternal stamp on something, whoa, you're going to change that, or I'm going to change that? I'm afraid not. For you see, it's forever settled in heaven. And here's the word, forever, which means there will never be an ending to it. How simple. You know, and again, I think these are things that really aggravate me. This house, folks, this is not complicated. It is not difficult to get a hold of, okay? You have to be willing, okay? You got to be hungry, and you got to be willing to learn.
Hey, thank you so much, Prophet Deckard. Again, you can get a hold of us at the website, www.jewishprophet.com, and you can find out, again, all this material that you're hearing taught every day, every week. Folks, you want to get out there and start taking a look at that and start ordering that material, because you need to get a hold of that and start to apply that into your life so that it will change your life. You know what? You can also email your prayer request to cradle@jewishprophet.com. We'll be praying for your prayer requests. Shalom until tomorrow. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Asher malach v'terem kol yetzir nivra et nasa b'chetzo kol azay melech shemu nikra.